Blog Talk Radio.
First night, all I think about is you. Don't stop, baby, you can walk too. Don't want, but I think about you. You know that I'm never gonna lose.
I didn't realize we got Herschel Walker to do the intro. That was pretty impressive.
That was way more coherent than anything Herschel Walker has ever said.
True that.
Ever. So I wanted to start off today because this is a subject that you and I have talked about before that also I think it's affected our lives in a lot of ways and also the lives of our families and friends. And you don't have to go into super great detail, but, you know, we've experienced things also as kids that had a lot to do with toxic masculinity and shit that I think we should talk about. And in that regard, I wanted to talk about how So we grew up in a rough area. We grew up in Mount Vernon where, you know, as white boys, we kind of got the short end of the stick sometimes because we could just be walking around in the city and then, like, a bunch of black kids would attack us. Like, that happened, like, a lot. All the time.
It did.
And, it, like, before I even met you, like, that was the thing that was happening. I remember when I was, like, 12 years old, I was riding, maybe even younger, maybe even like 11. I was riding through Cross County with my boy Andrew, this black kid that I grew up with, and he didn't want to go a certain way we were on our bikes, and he didn't want to go a certain way out of Cross County because he knew there were kids there that would harass him, and I'm like, oh, you know, don't worry about it. We'll just drive right by him. So he listened to me, and then he got nabbed, and I left. Which is awful. He was so right, and they left me alone and went after him. Mm-hmm. And that kind of thing, especially like the jumping, like that to me always spoke of, and I didn't recognize the term at the time, but it's the kind of thing where men are raised to be aggressive and do aggressive things and try to take shit from one another and upstage each other. And I've never been really, and that's not true, I shouldn't say that, but for the most of my life, I wasn't ever really trying to be in any fights, you know, like that
right.
didn't, that wasn't me.
Yep.
I would say the
same goes for me.
Yeah,
like I can probably count on one hand the number of times I've been in a fight, and it was never like in an attempt to like show dominance over somebody. Like I remember my first fight as a kid was because this kid was like stealing my sister's ball and like running down the street with it.
Yeah,
and he was like taking
her
shit.
It was a male like that. Was it a kid?
Yeah,
a male kid that was doing it. Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, I wasn't trying to, like, you know, I was just trying to protect my sister. I wasn't trying to, like, you know, do some, like, super manly, aggressive thing. It was just,
don't fuck with my sister. Yeah, I understand. I understand what you're saying.
So, yeah, I never got into that whole, like, fighting kind of thing.
No, and you know, the only reason, I mean, I've lost way more fights than I've won, and that's usually mm-hmm. because somebody sucker punches me or
right.
I've gotten ganged up on a bunch of times.
Yeah.
And like, obviously it's always been just me not particularly being in the right place at the right time, which is also bullshit. We know that's bullshit too. But it's never, I'm never the one that starts these fights. It's usually somebody picking on me and like trying to get something off of me. And it's always such an emasculating experience when you have your ass handed to you.
Yeah.
And not just in theory too. I mean, people judge you differently if you get your ass kicked, you know, like you take an L and people judge you, you know, unless you really tried too hard to stand up for yourself and protect your people. But, like, the idea that you have to walk around basically – because what these kids are doing are basically telling you in no uncertain terms that you shouldn't be where you are. You walking home
right.
from your school, for example,
yeah.
Is not allowed because the consequences are – you're going to get your pockets ran and possibly punched in the face for no reason, which is also happened.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So to me, that all of that, that culture, and particularly, you know, we grew up in a predominantly black area with a lot of hip-hop culture. So we know that hip-hop culture is very toxic masculinity-wise. It has been for ages. It's very sexist. It's I mean, I love hip hop to death, but we can't pretend like that toxic masculinity doesn't power through that whole thing. I mean, these people are
right.
celebrating the things that we lived through. They're celebrating, yeah, go rob a white boy on the street. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's kind of informed who I am and who I've been my whole life. Because I don't like being around people like that.
See, here's my question, though. Because I don't want to discount the influence as far as, like, the music and the culture and stuff like that. But I think a greater factor, like, in our particular experience is that it was just a larger group versus a smaller group. Meaning, like, you know, in most towns in America where there's, you know, it's flipped. It's 90% white kids and 10% black kids, I'm sure in almost every one of those circumstances, the 10% of the black kids are the ones that get picked on. You know what I mean? And it's
Without question.
It's not because the white people are
listening
to rap
music. I hope I didn't frame
music.
It in a way that seemed like I was trying to say that white people have it the same as black folks.
No. I'm just saying, I don't think when it comes to that sort of thing, as far as like us getting picked on and kids getting picked on, I think it has less to do with, you know, what type of influences or music or movies or whatever, and I think it has more to do with, like, first mentality.
I don't think it's the music that's – I mean, the fact is that even if they didn't have hip-hop to tell – even if we didn't have hip-hop
mm-hmm.
to tell us what happens on the streets, that shit will happen out there regardless. I mean, you
right.
know, the
streets, yeah, that was my point.
The streets are
yeah.
rough in low-income areas. That's just the way it is
yeah.
throughout the country, you know, everywhere across the world. Low-income areas are usually far more dangerous. But I don't think I don't necessarily think that the music is fueling them to do that. But I do think the music is kind of codifying the toxic aspects of masculinity that we've kind of all been subjected to. Like, you know, we're basically taught. It's funny because we're not only taught by men and women on how a man is supposed to act, but we're taught by other men too. And I'll be
right.
very honest with you. I can think of, like, maybe on one hand the amount of men that I would ever want to emulate in any way.
Right. yeah.
You know, like, I don't feel like we have enough good positive examples of people, like, you know, like, for all intents and purposes, somebody like Robin Williams was a very genuine, kind human being, kind to everyone. Good father, good husband, friendly to everyone, and but not like I wouldn't say Robin Williams is like the pinnacle of masculinity, you know, like his
right.
kindness and his acting kind of elevated above anything. He didn't have to be like a manly dude, you
yeah.
know. But I feel like the you know the majority of society is trying to shape you into something that you're not, and especially our family, because they were taught by the World War II generation. So
mm-hmm.
they were still in the mode of, you know, we can't feel any emotion until the job is done.
Right, right.
And you're not allowed to either.
Yep.
But I do feel like I've had to rub up against that stupid posturing for a little. Like in elementary school and middle school, especially when we started getting into like middle school and high school, like, and I don't think you can really tie sports to toxic masculinity, because I think inherently it's got much less to do with being a man, even though a lot of people make sports about being men. It's really a competition, and that shouldn't be a factor at all. You know, it just happens
to be men doing it. It definitely bleeds in. It's funny because when you were talking about, like, getting into fights as a kid, and my first thought was, like, I didn't really get into any fights as a kid, but I did play sports. And to me, that was, like, I don't know. I'm trying to look back at it. Like, I don't think it was, like, purposefully, like, a toxic masculinity kind of state. But
what, the sports?
There are a lot of those like sort of, I don't want to say like unwritten rules, but like, oh, you know, if you're hurt, you're not hurt that bad. And if you're hurt, you know, if
right,
you're hurt that
right.
bad, you can sit down. But if you're not hurt that bad, just suck it up and, you know.
Yeah, walk it off.
Gut it out and play it through. Right. So there's that kind of thing of like, you don't want to show like physical weakness.
Right.
And you definitely don't want to show mental weakness, which is why, like, it's funny. I mean, I should say funny, but, like, in the last few years where we're seeing these, like, athletes speak out about mental health, and I'm just thinking,
right.
like, that would have never been a conversation even, like, 20 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, definitely not when we were kids or even young adults.
Right.
Like, that would have never happened. Like, you talk about, like, Simone Biles, like, leaving the Olympics. Like, that would have
right.
never happened 20 years ago.
Yeah. And that's,
so,
I mean,
I do think sports is like, I don't know if they're purposely perpetuating it, but I do think there is an aspect of toxic masculinity in sports for sure. I don't know how, you know, like I said, I don't know how purposefully it's being done, but I do think it's
right.
there.
I think you're totally right about that, because I'm hesitant to just say sports is toxically masculine. I don't want to say that, because I really just like when I watch sports. I like people doing well in the competition, whatever it is.
Right.
I like watching athletes excel. I mean, it's fun and
right.
Especially for the kind of things I like to watch, like MMA and occasionally boxing,
mm-hmm.
Even football. Occasionally I'll watch a football game, but it's just, I like watching people, athletes, go to their peaks and pull off amazing displays of human athleticism, I guess. You know, just, I love that shit, especially, like, that's why I love watching, like, Steph Curry clips, because that dude,
right.
That dude can shoot from anywhere on the fucking court, bro. Anywhere.
Yeah.
Literally anywhere on the court. That dude is, I just watched him nail, like, 5 free throws in a row from, like, the back corner of the court.
Mm-hmm.
Like, across the whole goddamn court, like, in a row. Like, that's wild, bro.
Yeah.
That dude is crazy accurate.
Yeah, it's crazy to watch people do stuff like that at, like, the highest level. Like, it really is.
It is, and I like that shit. And you know, like, back, I mean, I used to give sports a really bad rap, but in my heart, I didn't even really think that way. You know what I mean? I was saying it. But I grew up with sports. I have a fondness for them just because it was something my dad was into. I was a Mets fan first before I knew anything about anything when I was in, like, second grade. And then when I started to, like, be able to differentiate between good and bad players, I was like, oh, yeah, no, we got to go with the Yankees. And and that stuck with me because then my brother-in-law at the time, he was a bat boy, and he got my brother a job as a bat boy for a couple of years. And which you, I think you knew, but did I ever show you the picture of him in the, cause they'll take, like, when they win a championship, they'll take a picture of, like, everybody.
Yeah,
in the clubhouse.
I haven't seen
the
picture,
together.
But I didn't know that he was a bat boy, but I did not see the picture.
Yeah. Yeah. He's after, it was like the 2001 or 2002, whatever year they won the champion. I think they may have won both of those years. I barely remember that, but, they take, like,
a
picture
earlier.
With...
They won in 98, 99, and 2000.
It was probably 2000, then. It's probably 2000.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, you know, they take a picture with all of the players, the managers, and, like, the bat boys and shit. And then and that goes into the archives or whatever. And we have that with my little brother sitting right there. And,
That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. And, you know, he was there. He got like a 15 grand tip from fucking Roger Clemens, bro. Like, the dude.
Really?
Like, they take care of these fucking players at that place.
That's crazy.
Of their staff at that place. And especially the players, like, and Roger Clemens, especially. He was really good about taking care of the staff. One year, one of those championships, my ex-brother-in-law was given about $100,000 in tips from the players that one year. Very lucrative. Very fucking lucrative. So, like, that's my family, you know? And this guy, this brother-in-law guy, he worked for them for 11 years. You know, we know people within the organization, even still, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm pretty sure he was fired. My brother-in-law was fired by a famous Yankee who was the manager at the time. I just can't remember his name. But
did they say why he was fired?
Well, I mean, that's a whole other thing. I'll probably talk about that.
All right, yeah.
That's not necessarily on-air business.
Right.
But I've loved sports, you know, in a lot of different ways my whole life. Even when I was on that, you know, anti-sports tip, which was really, to be honest, just a way for me to get attention and be controversial, which I'm very good at. Very, very good at that.
You are indeed.
I know. That's like other people have come up to me in real life, people that I know in real life, that are like, they're like, dude, you literally will post like a five-word question, and then your comments will just be people screaming at each other.
Just sit back and watch the chaos ensue.
Just sit back. I know. It's so much fun. But I really do want people's opinions on things, and I'm not doing it just
you're
to
not
wind
just
people
trying
up.
To stir shit, yeah.
But the stirring shit is definitely an awesome byproduct of that. A very awesome.
Right.
Which I have no problem with. And, you know, I was on the anti-sports tip, but like, I try to be on a Super Bowl Sunday every year. Like, it doesn't matter if I've seen no games that year. I like being a part of Super Bowls. I love watching the game. You know, it doesn't take much to fill me in on how the season goes. It's not, you know, you know, talking casual about that shit, you could probably sum up the season in 5 minutes or less.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, so I sit there, I get the sum of the season from people at the party. We eat a lot of good shit, a lot of greasy, fun, delicious, good shit. People are drinking, people are smoking. Those are dope. I fucks with that.
Yep.
Fucks with that. And there is definitely a toxic masculinity within some of those things. But I think, and I don't know how much of a connection there is. I don't think there's that much. I think even though sports is, especially football, can be very, you know, man on man, homoerotic. But I just got lost in my homoerotic football thoughts. I was just picturing like dancing big black guys with hot asses dancing around in tight pants. No, but you know, sports are great. I know you love sports. You're the best. You're my favorite sports fanatic because you're one of the most loyal people I've ever met. Loyal to a fault when it comes to your team. Absolutely.
That is true.
I mean, but like what I said on Twitter the other day when somebody's like, oh, nobody's – what do you say? Nobody's more upset or something about – nobody's been more pissed off about their team than so-and-so. And I was like, oh, you know.
Oh,
talk
yeah. I think it was – weren't they talking about the Mets or something? Yeah.
Do you remember what they said?
Yeah, they just said no fan base has been fucked with or tortured or some kind of
right
whatever something like that. Then the Mets,
right.
And then you were like, try talking to a Jets fan.
That was you in my mind, buddy. That was you, 100%.
I appreciate that, 100%. And you are correct.
Wow.
I mean, listen, the Mets have not, like, historically, and when I say historically, I mean in the last, like, 10, 15 years, they've not historically been good, but they have made the playoffs a couple of times, including this year.
Absolutely. I was going to say that. Yep.
Yeah, like, they were a very good team this year. I don't think they've been in the World Series since the Yankees beat them. But that's like, whatever, 20 years ago. It's not like like it's a long time, but it's not like a crazy long time. Whereas I am 45 years old. I have never seen the Jets in the Super Bowl, period. Not win a Super Bowl. I've never seen them play in the Super Bowl. And the last time they were in the playoffs was 2010.
That's like 45 years ago, right?
There are few franchises in sports who have been as historically bad as the Jets. I don't know if they're the worst, but they're definitely top 10 among the worst. out of all, you know, the four major sports. So, yeah, please don't tell me how bad the Mets fans have it. I don't want to hear it. We literally just saw them in the playoffs like 2 months ago.
I don't, you know, growing up, like, and this also feeds into the, like, I don't want to have like a giant hefty conversation about toxic masculinity. Excuse me. But I just kind of wanted to talk about how it seeps into like literally everything. And
it definitely does.
Yeah. And just how the basis for it is just so strange and wrong. But you know, when it comes to sports and liking teams, like there's a lot of like toxic energy directed towards people who only like teams that win. At least it was when I was younger. I don't know. Maybe the landscape has changed.
I'm sure that's still there. Yeah.
Like I remember as a kid, always loving the Giants because they were the only New York team that I saw, because my dad liked the Giants.
Right.
So that was the only team I saw. I had no experience with the Jets back then, and I liked their colors, blue and red and white.
Right.
Great. Like their colors.
Yep.
More than that stupid freaking puke green that Jets have. Like, what's going on with that color, bro? What's going on with that color?
The Kelly green.
What, bro? Like, that shit looks like dog shit after it's been eating grass and whatnot.
Well, they have updated their uniforms in recent years. I'm trying to think of what the green is called now. It's something stupid. I can't remember what they called it.
They should just do. They
but
should
yeah.
for real just do like highlighter green. Like, come on now.
Oh God,
some pastels
no.
In there.
No.
Get
those
some
are the
pastels
worst.
Up in that bitch, bro. Get some brightness to your shit. I mean, y'all need it. Like, it's no wonder you guys lose all the time because you're dingy. Your green is dingy, son. Dingy!
So Seattle, a couple of years ago, they started doing, like, an alternate jersey, and it looks like that. It looks like a highlighter green.
Yeah.
It's the most hideous thing I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. I'll have to check that out because that is interesting. But see, here's the thing. I think that should stay, even if it's really hideous. Just to give a contrast. You know what I mean? Just, like, break it up a little bit. Everybody's trying to football and shit. Everybody's colors are dark and dreary. Like nobody puts bright colors in sports stuff.
Hold on.
Except
I'm
for who is it? The Jazz? Were they the ones that did it? Or the Magic? The Orlando Magic used to have purple and black uniforms, which is pretty dope.
Yeah, I just like blue and black and purple. This is the Seahawks jersey. I'm sending you the Seahawks jersey.
Okay. Send me the Seahawks. Send them to me right away.
Yes. So I don't know if you're going to get it. Because you never get my text on time, so this might take a while.
No, I just got it. Oh, yeah. No, see, that should be the Jets color. That should be the fucking Jets color. Right there.
No.
Y'all need it. Y'all need some spice in your lives. See, you say no, and that's why you motherfuckers lose. So it's on you, Michael Salella. It's your fault. You don't want some spice in your goddamn fucking sports life. You like – if you're a Jets fan, you like being miserable. That's the only thing that makes sense.
I mean, I'm not going to say you're wrong because I'm sure there's definitely some masochistic tendencies there.
Yeah, but I remember. So I liked the Giants as a kid. I still like the Giants. But you know, the Dallas Cowboys were like an amazing team back then, and they had. Like when Deion Sanders was on it, those guys were just fucking superstars. You know, and I loved watching the Cowboys play, and I would like tell that to New York people, And they would be like, what the fuck's wrong with you, front runner? You poser. You're a poser.
See, so I'm going to – I don't know if this is going to make me look better or worse. I'm going to toe the line on this because – so around that time frame, like talking about like early to mid-90s.
Right.
The Jets were bad. The Yankees were bad. So
– right.
I never quite got into the Cowboys, so to speak, but like for baseball, I got into the Oakland A's a little bit, who were very good, like in the early 90s, and they had like Ricky Henderson and Jose Canseco and Mark McGwire. And I bought a couple of A's hats and a couple of, you know, shirts and stuff like that. And yeah, same thing.
Right.
People were like, well, I thought you were a Yankee fan. And I'm like, I am a Yankee fan, but the Yankees suck. I'm not choosing Oakland over the Yankees, but
right.
I'm just saying that I enjoy watching them play.
Yes, it's fun to watch.
Right, and same thing with the Cowboys. Like, I never got into the Cowboys per se, but I definitely had a Cowboys Deion Sanders jersey, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely bought one of those.
Yeah. Oh, everybody is wearing those things, bro.
Yeah, and it's the starter jersey, hell yeah. But, yeah, so, like, that was definitely – and so my thing is, like, I could get into those teams. Now, however, at the same time, especially, like, middle school, high school age, I was a huge Knicks fan. The Knicks were actually good. So you would never in a million years see me wearing anything Chicago Bulls or Michael Jordan because I hated them. Because
they
were,
like,
rivals with
the
Knicks.
If somebody – if, like, I don't really care, and I acknowledge when, like, the Red Sox do good, but you're never going to catch me in Red Sox gear, ever, ever.
Right,
you're not going to see me in Red Sox gear.
Yeah.
I won't do
exactly.
It. No, you can't do that.
Right. So, like, as you recall, like, people, especially in high school, there were tons of, like, Jordan and Bulls fans because they were, like, the popular team, and if you didn't like the Knicks.
Oh, yeah, I had a Bulls hat, too. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, there was definitely a lot of that. And then, yeah, it's like, you're a front runner and this and that. And I'm sure that, you know, I called people a front runner at times. And at times I also probably got called a front runner. So, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah. I know. It's so funny.
Yeah, it's like, why
so
is Malvern High School littered with fucking Chicago Bulls? We're in New York, bitch.
But, I know.
Yeah, you know.
I know. They don't know the name
but
of the street.
I get it.
That's like right next to it. They don't know the name of the cross street to their fucking address, but.
But I get it. Like I said, I liked the Oakland A's. I liked the, you know, Cowboys at certain times. And yeah, it's just fun to watch. Like you said before, it's fun to watch people like at that level, like excel.
Yeah, but I don't think you watch for fun anymore. I think that you, You're too, like, one of your impetuses for sports is, I think, for me looking at you from the outside, is that you, because you do fantasy football, for example, it behooves you to watch a lot of football, which means you're not just going to be watching Jets games because choose your teams based on the players. So,
right.
You want to watch, if you've drafted certain players to your team, you're going to want to watch the games that they're in because it affects your stats and how you manage it, right?
Right. That is true,
but I do make
a point to watch Jets games. Like the other games, you know, like I'll follow on my phone and stuff like that. But I do physically watch the Jets games where I can say, like, I've gotten to the point where, like, I don't watch most Yankee games during the season.
Right. Well, do you do fantasy
I do, but there's game, like, to me, like, a like football is a little bit more appointment viewing where it's like, okay, there's only 17 games for the year. There's a one game a week for each team. So it's like, all right, you sit down on Sunday, you sit for 6 hours and watch football. Whereas like baseball, it's literally every day for 6 months. I would say when, and I don't know if like age, how much age has to do with this, or if it's just like,
it's
like
more
I'm gonna sound like an ass. I'm going to sound like such an asshole fan when I say this, but like I've seen the Yankees win five World Series. I don't need to watch them play a random game in like May. You know what I mean? Like I'll follow it.
Yeah,
like,
they,
on my
I mean,
phone.
They,
like,
they're still the winningest team in history, right? So they're still the winningest team in history. So, like,
and
it's almost
and they're
like
still always like decent. Like they're never terrible.
Right. Only when I watch them. Honest to God.
So like
every I have been to so many Yankees games, dude, and every one I've gone to, every single one. And I'm talking about like over 25 times at least that I've been to a Yankees game over the 45 years of my life. I've been to a fair amount of games for somebody who doesn't like baseball that much. You know?
Yep.
A fair amount. And I don't have any idea. Fuck, man, I just started thinking about dancing black guy butts again.
So they basically lose whenever you go, is that what it is?
Yeah, they lose whenever I go, right. Like, honest to God, it's never close, Mick, either. No, it's always, like, I can't say out of, like, if I went, like, 26 times, I can't say 100% of those were total blowouts,
but
most of them were. I'm talking like 14-2, dude.
But that's the thing. So like, there's so many games in baseball. Like you watch a team and they can get crushed in a random game in like whatever May or August. And it's like this isn't really going to affect. Now there are some times where you miss out on the playoffs by like a game or two, sure, but over the course of 162 games, the regular season isn't going to be that important for, like, good teams. Like, the good teams are generally going to make it, and the bad teams generally are not. Like, whereas football to me is, like, I don't want to say it's completely random, but, like, the Jets were projected to win either 5 or 6 games this year. They've already won 7. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to make the playoffs, but they've got a shot to make the playoffs. But, like, this season has already been, like, a surprise. And there are other teams, like, on the flip side. Like the Jets have a better record than, like, the Tampa Bay Bucks and the Green Bay Packers, which if you had said that 3 months ago, people would have, like, laughed you out of the room. So, like, I think games in football are more important because, you know, there's a lot fewer. So I will sit there and watch Jets games, whereas Yankee games, I'm like, all right, I'll look at the score at the end of the night and see who won. Now, having said that, as far as being a masochist, you can ask my wife this, because the Jets have basically been terrible our whole relationship. We've been together for like 8 years now, and the Jets have been terrible the whole 8 years. So I will sit there, and I'll watch a Jets game, and I will expect them to lose. Like, I will sit down at 1 o'clock and be like, all right, they're probably going to lose. I'm just going to watch anyway. And then they do lose, and I get upset. And she doesn't understand why. She's like, well, if you thought they were going to lose, then what are you upset about? And I'm like, I don't have a good explanation. Like, it's definitely irrational, but, like, I don't know. I don't know what the explanation is. But, yeah, maybe I'm just a fucking glutton for punishment, and I just like being tortured. I don't know. That might be it.
What I get from what you just said, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, is that it seems to me like managing a fantasy football team is a bit more complex than managing a fantasy baseball team, and that's also has something to do with, like, the way the seasons are set up and whatnot. And I feel like there's a difference in between the way that that football players and baseball players gain their stats, you know, on the field.
Right. Well, there's definitely differences. Listen, I would say, I don't know if managing a fantasy football team is harder, but like I said, it's such a short season relative to baseball where, like, you know, if you lose just throwing out an example. If you're playing in a weekly fantasy baseball league and you lose your first four games, right?
Yeah.
You have like 20 weeks to make that up.
Oh, okay.
So if you start out 0-4, not the end of the world. Like, all right, you lose four games.
So you
have like 20
weeks to make up. The pressure in the football season is higher.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's kind of what I was trying to get at, because like I know that you like a challenge, and especially when it comes to like statistics. I mean, dude, like you've been doing the stat shit well since I've known you. Like, you know, when we used to do the fucking mail away fantasy wrestling. Does Armand still do that? Mm-hmm. By the way, is he still doing that?
So I think he started doing it again a couple of years ago, but then I'm not sure if he's still doing it. But he did go back, I want to say like 2 or 3 years ago, and like rejoin. But I don't remember if he stayed in or not.
Yeah. So like that's, and I used to love doing that shit, because you really like what you used to, you were like, you won all the time. You were like always winning championships and titles and stuff with your guys. Can you tell me what the names of some of your guys were?
Oh, I had a lot.
Have a fucking lot, didn't you?
So I had they had this thing where like you weren't allowed to use real wrestlers' names. So sometimes I would skirt around that, because as you know, we had stables. So instead of just calling my guy, like, The Undertaker, I would be like, EOD, The Undertaker, and somehow they would let that that was okay.
Yeah.
But, like,
because,
I had
because
a
it's
tag.
Transformative. It's not the exact same,
same
wording.
So a couple that I had were, like, wrestlers' old names. That was another way I would get around it. So, like, I had a tag team that was based off of Kevin Nash and Scott Hall, but instead of calling them Kevin Nash and Scott Hall, I called them Master Blaster Steel and American Starship Coyote, because those were names that those guys had used like in the 80s. I would say my favorite name, because I had a wrestler called Doink the Clown after the Doink wrestler in WWF.
Yep.
And I had him come out with a partner called Doink the Clone. So I had Doink the Clown and Doink the Clone. So those were a couple of my good ones.
Even though you didn't go for originality with the names very much, your plot lines were definitely top notch.
Yeah.
<always.
laughs> But see, so you talk about that and like with the stats and the strategy is and like for, you know, it sounds so stupid now because, like, the world has changed so much in the last, like, 25 or 30 years. But, yeah, well, we used to get these bulletins in the mail, and they used to have point values for each wrestling move.
Wrestling move.
But since it was mail, they were giving you the values for the cycle before.
Right.
Like, they weren't giving you the values for the cycle you were playing. They were giving you the
values for
the cycle before.
They were basically giving
you
the results of your guesses is what they were doing. So
when
you get the newsletter, it was not what the values are going to be in the next cycle. It's what the values just were. And your job was to predict where the values are going to be high and then use those moves in your move set.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. And,
I would sit there and like write out like the last like 5 or 6 cycles, and I'd be like, okay, this move went from 30 to 28 to 26 to 29, so that means it's probably going to go down, so I wouldn't take that move.
Right.
Yeah, like that's what we would do.
And there were some moves that never varied other than like a couple of points throughout all of the cycles. That were safe bets. Yeah, dude, I did the same thing you did. When I figured out how to do it by myself, because Armand and I used to do it together. I don't know if I remember. Yeah. I don't know if we ever did it with you at all, but we would sit there and do it together. And you know, we had a stable, so we would. It would behoove us to kind of change shit. But I also realized, like, you know, I can do this alone too. I can have another character that's just for me, that's not in a stable or whatever. And of course, I wound up bringing all of my characters into the various stables. Was I ever in EOD? I can't remember.
I think you were, like, later on, but you won.
Yeah, later on.
You won one of the championships before I did, and I remember getting mad about it.
Bro, I was literally doing the same shit you did.
I was like, this motherfucker just started, and he won this before I did.
You're sitting there like, he doesn't deserve to be as smart as me. How is he as smart as me?
I don't know if that quite goes into the toxic masculinity. But I was definitely salty that you had won one before I did.
Can you suck nuts on that though? That's like one of the only victories I have in life, bro. So you gotta suck some nuts on that one.
All right, fair enough. I'm pretty sure I won it eventually, but you won it first.
No, you did. You won a bunch of times, bro. You did.
I was definitely salty about that at the time.
You did. You won a bunch of times, but you also were in leagues that I wasn't in. You know, you had guys in leagues.
I was in a lot. I was not a part of. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But it, like, I didn't do that many at once. I think I did maybe like two or three different leagues at once. Sometimes when I had the money. But it was mostly I mostly was in that one that we were all in. That was like the main one for me, and I only found that through you guys.
Right.
Hold on,
I gotta look at this while I have you. So, I'm going on the website right now, and I swear to God, it has the same homepage as it probably did 20 years ago. Which I don't even think it had a homepage when we were playing.
No, it did not.
But like,
there was no homepage.
But like, this looks like the most like, and it says copyright 2022. But I swear to God, this website is from like 2003.
Is it like an Angel Fire page?
I'm trying to see like where.
Do you have to? Can you only view it through Netscape?
I don't think it's quite that bad. But,
is it an AOL online address?
I'm surprised it's not. But what I want to know, so I got to go to prices. Okay, so they still have the prices. Oh, my God. This is basically – but, like, I'm guessing you don't get this in the mail anymore. I'm guessing it has to be online.
Well, see, that's the thing. The whole novelty of it was that, like, when you said homepage, I'm thinking to myself, like, you mean the sheets that I have sitting in my house? Like, that's the only homepage
we had back then.
They would send you a packet with all of the values and shit, and then you'd have to fill out your move list and send it back through regular asshole snail mail.
Yep. Oh, yeah. There was no website at all. That's what I'm trying to figure out. I wonder, like, how you do this now, but...
Can you do it through email?
I guess.
Because I really don't want papers being sent to my house at all.
Especially not to talk about fake wrestling. Hold on. If I click sign me up, the first step in creating your very own IWRS is deciding on a name. Blah, 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 blah. All right. Yeah, we know that. Okay, I'm not making this up.
My point.
Hold on.
My point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Finish your point.
No, my point was just that you have been like a stats god for a long time. Long, long time. You've always been great with numbers. Always. I'm not nearly as good as you are, but I'm pretty good with numbers. I just don't
You are very good.
Care. I don't care that much.
You are very good. Hold on, I have to say this real quick. So I'm reading this like sign up page for the IWA, and it says, okay, there's just one more step. Put the piece of paper with your wrestler's information on it in an envelope and close $3 to cover his 10 exhibition matches.
Oh, no. Are they so, still taking cash in the mail? You can't send cash in the mail. What is this, Pony Express?
Oh, my God.
What the fuck? This is 2022, and you want me to send three crisp American dollars in an envelope? Should I hand it to the postman?
Oh, my God. So here's my favorite part. After that, it says, please bookmark this link, right-click on it, and choose Add to Favorites so you can return to our site easily.
Wow. These guys don't know how the internet works.
Dude, this website is seriously
They're still
from, like,
analog, brother.
This website is still from, like,
yo, they probably got this – they probably got, like, an autistic guy who's never been to school who just, like, sitting in the basement, like, having him do their fucking webpage.
Probably. Oh, my God. That's funny shit.
I don't know who – bro. How is this 2022 and you're still mailing actual dollars?
Well, that's the funny part. Like, it didn't say send a money order or a check.
Right.
It said enclosed $3.
Enclosed $3, bro. Who does that?
Oh, my God.
Everything I've bought, probably in the last, like, 15 years, has not been with cash.
Right.
I mean, that's not true. I mean, I have used cash to buy certain things when my balance was, like, super low and all I had on me was cash. Like, I've done that. But, who takes cash in the mail? Like, that's just... Like, that's like the days
if you're,
of, like...
If you're buying something in the supermarket or at a bodega and you pay cash, that's one thing. But, yeah, who's spending cash in the mail?
Yeah, like, ever. I mean, like,
even
if you're doing anything...
Even my dad sends checks.
I mean, checks are a little different. I mean, they're still archaic. Like, I haven't used checks in a very long time. Very long time.
Right.
And I refuse... Because they want you to spend, like, a good, like, $50, buy a checkbook, and, you know, I don't use them. So why am I going to pay $50 for that?
Oh, I know. I have checkbooks that my address on the check is from, like, three addresses ago. Like, I have some that I still lived in Fleetwood, and I haven't lived in Fleetwood in, like, 9 years.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while, bud. Yeah, so this wrestling mail away thing, you still mail it to them, but does it tell you how they deliver your information? Does it tell you, like, if you'll get a
well,
packet?
Well, I'm not sure. So there's a tab on the website that says IWA report, but I think that's just the general, like, you know, who won the world champ and who, you know, all that crap. But
well,
yeah, I don't know.
Click on it.
That's what it's saying. It says it has all this stuff about, like, this person won the world title and this person won.
Oh, okay.
Like, they have all those, like, weird.
Oh, so it's just the results from the last cycle. It's not doesn't have any of the values
right,
on it.
Well, they do have a different tab for the values.
Oh, okay.
So they do have that, but I don't know if you like your actual results still come in the mail. Maybe I don't know.
I don't know. And does it tell you if there's a frequency of the cycles, like what the actual
like
it used to be every week, right?
Every 3 weeks.
See, but that's kind of arbitrary too, though. Like, it doesn't take 3 weeks to do whatever the fuck they're doing with that. It's you're handing them a set of values and $3. Like, that's – you're not going to find 3 weeks' worth of work in those.
No, definitely not.
So, like, what? Like, why can't it be every week? Like, why wouldn't they – I mean, I feel like that – it must be being run by, like, two guys, period. That's it. Like, nobody else.
Yeah, it's got to be – yeah, like, I wonder because, yeah, especially now with how fast you can process everything. I mean, shit, you could probably
right.
do one, at least once a week, probably even
you could do it like once
frequently.
A day. Right.
Right. So, like, yeah, it feels like they're just taking money out of their own pockets by taking so long.
Maybe they're not doing it for profit. Maybe they don't want to grow, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, it's definitely.
No, but that's interesting. It's very interesting to me that a relic like that is still up and operating in an age
yeah.
where you and I can look at each other and talk to each other over a wristwatch, you know? These are Dick Tracy days, bro. Like, we have the tech.
Yeah, I know. On one hand, I kind of respect them for still doing it, but it is odd that they're apparently still going with the model that they went 30 years ago.
No, I mean, dude, don't get me wrong. Like, watching an ancient monolith walk around, even if it's slow as fuck, is still really awesome to watch. You know, like, having a company that started and was thriving during a time when technology was, like, super basic in a lot of ways, you know?
Definitely.
You know, at least a lot more basic than it is now. It's way more complex now. But, like, just watching
right.
that still operate is fascinating as fuck to me. Because I
it
wonder
really is.
How
I feel
they
like
survive.
Yeah, like, I feel like I need to dive into this more.
No, I think I'm going to. I think I'm going to do some research on it because it's a really interesting subject, especially since it gave me so much joy as a kid, you know?
Okay, wait, I figured it out.
What?
They PDF the bulletins. I found a page.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So here's something that's actually cool. You could look at any bulletin from any league.
Oh, really? Okay.
So that's interesting. Because obviously back in the
day,
it was like...
it's probably easier for them to just upload everything, you know?
Right. So at least they've cleared that technological hurdle.
Yeah. I mean, but it's still, like, even with that, it's still all very basic shit. Very, very
oh,
basic
yeah.
shit. You know, it doesn't take a lot of...
We also provide timely... results in HTML format.
Oh, shit, dude.
Alright, I gotta click
next
on this.
Next thing you know, they're gonna be working their way up to a doc file.
So, yeah, I'm looking at this HTML file, and I'm looking at the Bounty Hunter League, you know, the old BHL, and this is Bulletin 45, December 2022. And it looks, you know, obviously on a computer screen instead of on paper, but it basically looks the same as it did, you know, card one held at the Blue Heaven Bar, attendance 43,000, blah, blah, blah. And it
right.
shows the match results.
Yep. Does it still, they used to have a place in the bulletin for us to, like, draw shit?
Yeah, you used to be
write,
able to talk
like,
shit and, like, draw things, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
do they still have that? Is that on there?
Let's see. I actually don't... Hold on. Let me look at the actual bulletin instead of the match results. Because, yeah, there's a PDF of the bulletin and there's HTML of the match results. So the PDF of the bulletin basically looks the same as the ones we got in the mail. Which is kind of funny.
Uh-huh. Dude, that's fantastic. Why change? If it ain't broke, why fix it?
All right, so... Yeah, I mean... So they have, like, weird, like, things. Armageddon, War Division, Death Division, Famine Division, and they have, like, these, like, matches. But, yeah, like, towards the end... There's definitely, like, interviews and, like, but then it's weird, too. So, like, I don't know if this is the IWA doing this or if, I guess, the people that are playing now do this. But, like, there's almost, like, I don't want to say memes, but there's, like, So the Bounty Hunter League that I'm looking at, there's a page called BHL Perks, and it has all these things about, you know, if you spend $7, you get 7 matches and free matches against the most ranked wrestlers. You spend $13. But the picture on the page is of Negan from The Walking Dead, or somebody who's at least supposed to look like Negan from The Walking Dead. So there's that. So there's weird, like, stuff like that. But, yeah, there's definitely, yeah, like, there's a thing called, and it says Inch Eye Hornando. And it says, still in the men's death match, still knocking around the excellent squad, blah, 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 blah. So it's like this guy talking shit, but the picture is of Brad Garrett from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Wow. This is all over the map, bro. We are going to places I never thought we would here.
It's very strange because there's, like, actual pictures and, like, weird shit. But this
does appear to at least have, like,
a semblance.
We should explain, like, what that is for to ourselves, because we're the only people listening. Because
nobody's listening.
Because nobody's listening. Well,
so, yeah, basically, you pick who you want to fight in the league. There's, like, 100 wrestlers in the league, and probably 80 of them are dummies, or, you know, dupes that IWA created themselves just to give us people to spend their money on.
Well,
like,
can you always just go after? You have to have a certain amount of points or titles under your belt to be able to go after the champion.
Yeah, so you have to. I don't know if it's the same as it was back then, but I remember back in the day,
Mick. Based on every piece of evidence that you've just pulled up, it is exactly the same as it was back.
Right,
then.
Right. So this league, each league has a league champion, a TV champion, and then like 10 regional champions.
Right.
So anybody can fight a regional champion.
Okay.
But the way they did it back in the day is you had to be in the top 10 to fight for the TV title, and you had to be in the top 5 to fight for the league title. So the way you get in the top 5 and the top 10 is, shocker, spend more money, fight more matches. The more wins you get, basically, the higher your rank.
Right. Yep.
So but what they do is they have these wrestlers. Like, I'm looking at this league. This league has 140 wrestlers. But, like, literally the last 50 have no wins. Like, there's a wrestler that has,
yeah,
there's a wrestler that has no
– like that, right?
There's a wrestler that has no wins and 1,197 losses.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure what the IWA has always done, and they're probably still doing based on what it looks like, is they create like 50 fake wrestlers for every league that are just doormats, and you fight those guys to boost up your record, basically. So, yeah, so when you send in your stuff, you send in however many matches you want to fight. Obviously, it's, you know, more money, more matches. But then,
and what was it like $1, $2 a match?
So right now, hold on, let me go back to the prices page.
I'm sure the prices have gone up at least 50 cents in the last 40 years.
I was going to say it is like 50 cents. like these are basically, I can't tell you if they're exactly the same, but they're pretty close. So, like,
right.
Matches, $5 gets you up to 6 matches.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then, yeah, it goes up,
like
incrementally.
Dude, it literally sounds exactly the same.
It's pretty much. So, like, if you spend $12, you get 20 matches, plus send one wrestler against the 20 lowest-ranked wrestlers for free. So, basically, if you spend $12.
This all sounds very familiar to me.
So, basically, if you spend $12, you're going to get 40 matches.
Right.
And 20 of those are going to be against the worst 20 wrestlers. So they're going to get 20 free wins, basically.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah, and it goes on there. And the most you can spend is $30, and that would get you 72 matches.
Yeah, I mean, it really sounds like the pricing hasn't changed, to be honest with you. I mean, that's a good deal.
Inflation is not hit the IWA as much as it has in wrestling.
Right. No, it's like these guys in fucking Arizona seem to be the only people holding their price point for like 40 fucking years. Like, that's insane. It's still the same. Dude, they haven't modernized it. They literally have modernized their business since, how old were we when we were doing that? Like 15, 14?
We're like 15. That's what I'm saying. This is legit like 30 years ago.
This is, dude. So 30 years ago was the fucking 90s. So in the 90s, they haven't changed their price point for 30 years.
And I definitely said, I mean, like you said, if they changed it, it's like by fractions. You know what I mean? Like,
dude,
like I remember spending $20 or $25 on this shit.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it was easy to do that, but that's also because you would do multiple leagues. I tend to stick in one or two leagues,
right.
Which is why I never spent that much. But Dave, so basically even – so we were doing this shit in the 90s, right, because that's when we were 15. And at that point, they weren't even modernized because the internet was available to us at 15 years old.
Yes, it was.
It was fucking dial-up.
But,
like,
but
they hadn't even modernized to the 90s yet.
Right.
And it looks like they've literally just modernized to maybe, like, 5 years later.
Yeah, I would say this is, like, if I just looked at this website and had no idea what it was, I would say it was made in, like, 2003.
Right, exactly. You know, maybe 99. Maybe 99, 2000. But definitely in that fucking ballpark. It's hilarious.
Well, hold on. So here you go. So there's a tab called Archive, and you go look
right.
at the old IWA reports, and it goes to 2005.
Okay, so... So IWA was the name of the organization that runs these cycles, right?
Yep.
But the leagues were – how many leagues are there? Like hundreds of leagues, thousands?
Let me see. So leagues. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's about 75 leagues.
That's not awful. That's not awful. Also, though, it's
funny
because
I guess they don't need to, you know, jack up their prices or increase the turnaround time.
Dude, they
probably
have the tiniest server in the entire world running that one site. It's like a server from like early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
These guys have not changed. Like, they literally have not changed up to this year. They are not technologically current. That's so funny.
No, they are definitely not. Like
You can literally automate all of the things that they do. And do it more frequently.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of shocked that
they
do this every week.
And they don't take credit.
Right.
They want you to pay in dollars, in the mail. I need to know more about this, people.
Wait, here's another funny thing. So I'm looking at the IWA report, which is basically like about all the leagues and stuff like that. And it literally says
right.
on the website, click here for the latest issue. Due to space constraints, the print version often omits the top 20 list and or the current list of leagues. That information is available in the HTML version, which is located here.
Oh, my God, bro. They're still running on the same server they've been running for 30 years.
Oh, my God, this is hilarious.
30 years they've not aged a day.
Print version often omits the top 20 list.
Dude,
oh my
it
God.
Literally sounds like they just still make paper. They still make all the papers and just scan them and upload them into the server.
That's what it sounds like.
Dude, these guys are fantastic. I got to figure out who these people are, man. I got to do it. Oh, that's funny.
You got to take a trip to
Ohio. Send me the link, bro. Send me the link to their site because I'm going to do some fucking research on these people. I got to know. I got to fucking know.
Oh, my God. This is funny.
I think I want to interview them somehow. Like, I'll see if I can. Let's see if I can find a way
amazing.
To interview these guys. Wouldn't that be fucking fantastic?
It really would.
Like,
so looking at their,
like,
their news page.
Yeah.
And it has a list of like contents, but then it says when it was last updated, and the prices tab was last updated in September of 2019.
So okay, now that's 3 years ago, and that is a big time skip in and of itself. But
right.
3 years ago is still fairly recent, which means that the price really hasn't changed. Like, it doesn't seem
really
like – No, it seems perfectly reasonable. Dude, 40 matches for $12? I took advantage of that package before. I know I have.
I almost think, like, we spent more than that.
Yeah, right? Well, you did, bro. You fucking did.
Yeah.
But God, you blew so much money on that shit.
I probably paid for this website.
Yeah, right? It's probably all you.
That's why they couldn't upgrade, because I stopped playing around, you know, early 2000s, and they were like, oh, shit, how are we going to – this is all we can afford now. We can't upgrade.
That's why they still only have 75 leagues. They're probably running off like a zip drive.
I wouldn't be surprised. Like, this is wild. This is funny shit.
Like, I wonder if they're like base, like if like their operating center, like their IT room, is just like a whole bunch of crazy computers that are linked to like the master in the middle, and it's just like a sentient Apple IIe.
It probably is, and they're printing out those reports on like that, like white and green paper with the
the perforated. The really loud ass ones that just stack reams. Yeah.
Oh my God.
This is the sound you probably hear often in there is ree 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 ree.
Oh my God.
Damn, I gotta find these people, man. I'm going to be nice to them, too, because I'm really fascinated about what's going on with this.
Oh, I would totally be nice to them. I have respect, but it really is funny. Wait, hold on. I got one more for
awesome.
You.
Yeah,
so
there's
a contact us. There's a contact us tab, right? Hold on. These are the ways you can contact them. You can contact them through the mail.
Right.
You can contact them through fax, right? Or you can contact them by email. But this is what the funny thing is about the email. So it says, our customer service rep Kimberly is here to handle your questions, comments, and suggestions by email. Kimberly's address is, and it lists an address with a bunch of X's in between them. And then after that, it says, parentheses, remove the X's. So, like, it's one of those things where, like, they're not trying to, like, I think they're worried about either spam or somebody, like, having this lady's email address.
Wow.
So they list their email address as, like, X.
That's so funny, because that's, bro. That is like the most ghetto security protection I have ever seen.
I know. But it says Kimberly's address is X Kimberly X.
They could even just put like a CAPTCHA bot or something in there.
Right. So then it says parentheses, remove the X's, and then it says never post Kimberly's. Hold on. Never post Kimberly's or your own email address on websites, in forums, or in public chat rooms without disguising it like this. That's because programs called spam bots are constantly searching these and other places for new addresses to send junk mail to.
Oh, my God. These guys are fucking ancient, bro. These guys are great.
Oh, my God.
I wonder if Kimberly is real.
I don't know.
I don't know, but I was just about to say that it seems like they're going to great lengths to be private, but those were not great friends.
I mean, they still have a P.O. box, which is, I'm pretty sure, the same P.O. box they had 30 years ago.
Of course they do. Of course they do. How the fuck have they managed to stay alive for 30 years?
Hold on. So I literally just Googled Imaginary Wrestling Association address, and there comes up a forum from a mixed martial arts website. It's mixedmartialarts.com, and there's a forum. This is from 4 days ago. I'm not making this up.
Uh-huh.
4 days ago.
Okay.
And the post is, can't believe the IWA is still around.
This just keeps getting better.
The post says, was going through some old boxes from the archives and came across the 2009 issue of the PWI 500. Open it up, first thing I see is a full page ad for the IWA. They had a website address, so I typed in the URL thinking, no way this is still a thing, and lo and behold.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
This is so fucking great, bro. I can't believe you got to use AOL dial-up to get to this site. That is wild.
Oh, my God. This is funny shit.
That's wild. So,
but yes, I'm definitely sending you this link.
Wait a second. Can you get their program, like, on a CD in the mail? Do they, like, spam people's mailboxes with that shit?
I wish. I don't know.
That would be so fucking dope. I swear to God, like, I want to connect with these people because I want to find out why they haven't tried to grow, because I feel like, maybe they just don't have, maybe just there's not enough people still doing it for them to go anywhere.
Yeah, but see, I would kind of be inclined to agree with you, but like, it's kind of crazy they have 75 leagues. There's got to be some people still doing this.
75 is not a lot storage-wise, you know what I mean? Like, 75
right.
leagues is not a lot of data, especially because there's literally, like, it's like low-res pictures of pieces of paper and shit, bro.
Right.
So
if each league, let's say each league has 120 wrestlers and half of those
right.
are just dummies, then let's say each
right.
league has 60.
Right.
That's still enough people who are still into it. Now, obviously, there's people who are in multiple leagues and shit like that, but, like, there's obviously enough people that are into this that, like, yeah, I don't know why they would still do it this way. Yeah, this is kind of fascinating.
Okay, so 60 – what's the number 64? Why'd you say 60?
Well, I'm saying, so if there's like 120 wrestlers in a league,
okay,
and
so
half of them
right, okay,
are
so 60
spot.
People, 60 people per league times 75
right.
leagues, right, which is 4,500. So 4,500 pictures.
right.
It's not a lot of storage space. Like, it's not. It's just not.
And it's not even going to be, and that's just 4,500 wrestlers, but obviously each person is going to have multiple wrestlers in multiple leagues. So there's not 4,500 unique users, let's put it that way.
No, but there's going to be 4,500 images. Yeah, I'm not talking
right.
about that part yet. I'm just saying.
Right.
So, like, storage-wise for the company, 4,500
yep.
images would need to be stored. And since it's all text or mostly text, it's probably not going to have
yep.
that much not going to need much storage capacity. So we got that down as regards to storage. Now, when it comes to unique users, yes, there's a lot of crossover. But I wonder if those unique users have ever been posited with the question, would you like the cycles to go faster? Like, I wonder if they've even, like,
figure out. If right, I would think there'd be some kind of, like, customer survey and, like, what can we do to upgrade? What can we do to kind of, like, you know, bring this into the 21st century?
Yeah, no, and, you know, obviously I'm not a business expert. You know, I can't tell you how to run a business exactly. But I do know things that people do that have been successful across the board. I've seen it.
Yep.
I've seen people do them and watch them. Like, you know, and one of those things is trying to grow your company. Like, there are ways that you can do it. And one of the ways
totally.
To do that would be to, like, you know, make the cycle faster. They don't even need to have these pieces of paper. They can literally just have a spreadsheet filled out with the numbers.
Right.
You know, they can even set up the fucking spreadsheet to randomize the values for the wrestling.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah,
from
yeah,
every
definitely.
Cycle. Within
yep.
parameters. Like I said, if you have a move that goes from, like, between 36 to 38 every week for points, like, you can put that as a value in a spreadsheet that it'll randomize between those three
right.
numbers.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally something that a lot of people can do very easily.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's not expensive to do that. Like, you know, one dude with a fuck, it'll take the guy probably like an hour or two to set up a table to have that done. Tops.
Right.
Tops.
Right.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
It's not that expensive to get done. So why haven't they automated all of it? Why haven't they just, instead of wasting the paper and scanning them in, why haven't they just automated everything at this point? It's cheap and easy to do so.
Yeah, this is so strange.
And they operate on cash. It's a cash business. This is insane. I need to know more.
Well, I think I'm sure you can pay with a card. But it did say upon sign
up.
It did say upon sign up to pay put $3 in the mail. Hold on, I'm gonna find that out. But I did just stumble upon the original league, which is the All Star League, and they are now on bulletin number 597.
Interesting. So what league were we in?
We were in a few of them. We were in the Chain Gang League, which I don't think exists at this point. I don't see it.
Why were we in a league? Like, that's literally the gayest sounding league.
Well, hold on. I'm going to tell you why. Because, at least for me, I joined it when it started. So, like, when I put my $3 in the mail or whatever I put in, I put me in a new league. So that happened to be the new league they put me in. And then I don't remember
Wait,
that
so
was
that's
the
how you,
league.
That's how
well,
you got
a couple
into
of times.
The league? Because you had to write to them? When you sent your shit
yeah,
in and
so,
say, put me in another league?
Right. So, like, if I'm signing up for the IWA right now,
right,
it will say, well, I don't know, not say it anymore. But it used to say, put me in a new league or put me in an existing league, and you could pick what league you wanted to go to. A lot of times I preferred going into a new league because I figured I had a better chance of winning early on because – if you're in an established league, you have these guys who already have, like, 1,000 wins under their belt, and it's like, all right, how am I going to get in the top 5 or the top 10?
Right.
So I would choose to join a new league so I could basically start on the same footing as everybody else. So I remember the Chain Gang League was a new league, and I'm trying to remember if you guys joined at the same time as me or if you joined after.
No, I definitely joined the whole thing after you'd been in there for a while. I didn't come into it.
Well, yeah, that I,
Armand
yeah, that
comes up,
yeah. Right, right. Yeah, so I think the CGL, I think I was already in the CGL before you guys.
So where was the main league that you and Jeremiah and Tony would do your thing in? What was the league that you guys did all that stuff in?
So the first league I was ever in was the, this is so stupid, you think Chain Gang is a stupid name. We were in the BEL, which was the Bull Elephant League.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, that I don't see here either. I think they wised up and got rid of that one. But yeah, then it's weird too. Cause,
so
cause
is it
now
just
that
like a bunch of horny elephants walking around in there?
Pretty much. But now, like, all this, like, memories were coming back of, like, the stupid shit they would do. So, like,
yeah.
They would be like, all right, this league is the Bull Elephant League. Draw in your logo for the Bull Elephant League, and if you win, you'll get 10 free matches. And, like, people would
right.
draw these dumbass logos to try to, like, get matches. And it's just like, yeah, like, when you think about the, when you talk about the automation and stuff, it's like, why didn't they just come up with a fucking stock image of something stupid? And so they're trying to get people to, like, draw logos. Oh
well,
God,
you know,
yeah.
engagement. I mean, they are looking for engagement with it like that. You know, I mean, that's, to be honest with you, like, that's no different than the shit websites do. You know, same shit.
I suppose.
You know, sometimes they be doing shit like that. Like, you know, my favorite when it comes to stuff like that is when these fucking idiot companies decide they're going to outsource the name of their product. So
mm-hmm.
they'll have like a, they'll do like a new Mountain Dew flavor or like a new potato chip flavor, and then like let the internet decide on the names.
Oh,
and bro,
yeah,
like
yeah.
that's such a bad idea. It's such a bad idea.
Yep.
Because what the internet likes to do is immediately go to, like, the lowest point they can go to start out. So, like, the first and most popular answer will be, like, you know, old lady pussy or, you know, Hitler's dick or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Hitler's dick is a great one.
Yeah.
You know, that's my favorite. But, you know, and then everybody will upload it. Like, there was a somebody was naming their boat, and the top answer was Bodie McBoatface.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I love the internet. It's like absolutely full of chaos, totally full of chaos. But you know, people are wilding out here.
Wait, I got one more archaic note from the IDA.
You got one update on this website?
So it says, the current bulletins from all our leagues are available below. These PDF files are updated the same day the Federation results are posted and include everything the snail mail versions have, with the added bonus that some feature pages in color. Wait,
so they got
hold
a color
on.
Scanner. That's awesome. What are we thinking, like 2002 now? Their technology rating is going up a little higher.
If you want us to continue providing results this way, contact Kimberly and tell her you'd like to go green. We'll stop sending you printed bulletins, which will help keep our prices low, and you'll get the warm, fuzzy feeling that comes from knowing you just helped save the planet.
Wow. So Kimberly is there. Kimberly is basically running this entire site.
Yeah, Kimberly is like their admin who just like, yeah, apparently does everything.
Yeah, well, I think Kimberly also is like, you know, apparently she's building the structure of it as well, which is hilarious. Kimberly, I bet you Kimberly wears a lot of hats in that office.
Yeah, probably. I need to like, we need to take a trip to Ohio.
Yeah.
We need to figure
out. So they're in Ohio?
Yeah. We need to figure this out.
Oh, God. I love it. I love it. I really do want to find out about these people. I want to interview them because this is – it's 30 years later that we're talking about this. Literally, I just turned 45.
Yep.
So 30 years later, because we were doing this when we were 15.
30 years later, and their business model is almost exactly the same.
It's changed very – like I said, they've only – As the world aged 30 years, they aged 5 or 6. I'll give them 7 tops.
Yeah, tops.
Like, I'm being really generous by giving them 7 years because this is fucking cuckoo bananas bullshit, bro. Like,
and some of it is to their credit. Like you said, the prices, like, honestly, I would have thought, like, you'd be spending, like, $50 or $60, and you could still spend like $12. So, like, some of that is to their credit, but some of it is just kind of comical.
I know, and
how
right.
Archaic and antiquated this website is.
It is, and that's something I want to get into with them without laughing at them, because I'm really
right.
I'm really interested to find out. It's interesting to find out how they've managed to maintain this level of semi-anonymity at this point, because there's,
right.
I guarantee you most adults in America have no idea what this shit is. You know,
right.
Most people, I would say, don't even know this
probably
exists.
Not.
But, I mean, it did bring me a lot of fucking joy as a kid. I mean, you know, my stepfather was, like, wailing on me at home. So, like, me going out and, like, doing this shit, like, especially doing it at Armand's house, it was just like a great escape from that shit for me.
Yep.
And at the very least, I want to thank them for that. But also, I want to know why they haven't if they've ever tried to grow it, because I feel like it would take very little money to automate most of that shit.
Yeah, I would think.
And they could they can definitely speed up the cycle. That wouldn't take
right.
anything
oh, yeah,
either.
Totally.
It's really not. All they really need is a decent computer with decent storage, and they could make it at least twice as big, you know, at least.
Yeah. I don't know.
Speed up the cycles, maybe do a week cycle at a time.
Yeah, I would think.
I don't know. they seem skittish. I wonder if they'll be able. So who do I have to go through to get to these people? What's her name? Michelle?
Kimberly,
okay.
I just love that they list the email address with a bunch of X's, and then it says, remove the X.
Okay,
make
sure to send me that website. I definitely want to go there.
I am going to. Okay, so you can pay by credit card, because now I'm looking and it says...
Okay.
You can even send Kimberly your matches. Simply send your matches, strategy changes, trash talk, et cetera, and say, charge my credit card X amount of dollars. So you can pay by credit card.
Weird. It's so weird.
It really
is. That's probably the most modern aspect of this website. That is probably literally the most modern part of that entire website. But, like, even that, can you enter it into the website, or do you have to, like, literally call up Kimberly and give her the numbers?
That I don't know, because when I go to, like, click the link to sign up, yeah, the sign-up link only says enclose $3 to cover your 10 exhibition match. So I guess after that, you can put in a credit card somewhere. I don't know. It's so weird.
Oh, God. You probably have to go to the office with your credit card where they have one of those, like, fucking slidey machine things with the – what do they call the paper that's got, like, the yellow – imprint, the top is white and the yellow on the bottom,
God.
And like the white imprint.
Yeah.
But do you remember when they used to, when that used to be how they would charge your credit card? They would stick it on that paper and like slide it over. Yeah, I bet they still got those fucking things sitting there.
Oh, this is funny shit. Yeah, this is very intriguing. You know, I'm kind of upset now that I think about it. So, like, I was actually thinking about this recently because I actually have three of their belts from when I retired and joined the Hall of Fame, which is, you know,
What do you mean by belts?
Like belts. Like picture a wrestling belt, but, like, on a much smaller scale.
So, like, an action figure wrestling belt?
No. Like, it would fit around my waist.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I had three of those.
So, if you win a certain amount of titles, if you win a certain amount of titles back then, they would send you, like, a plastic belt?
Yes. Well, it was like leather. It had leather in it.
Oh, okay. That's even better. So it wasn't like just a rinky-dink piece of shit.
Right. But like, so when I was trying to think about this the other day because I can't remember if I brought it with me when I moved. And like my aunt was telling me the other day that she cleaned out my old basement and basically threw everything out. And I was like, shit, I hope my belts weren't there. But I don't remember if I brought them with me when I moved or not.
No, that's something you need to give to your kids, bro.
Right? I know. How can I explain my legacy if I don't, when I leave this earth, if I don't give them my IWA belt?
Oh, man.
But now I'm afraid they might be
so
lost
great.
Forever, because if I didn't take them when I moved, then they're probably in the garbage.
Bro, I would cherish those things too, bro. All kidding aside, like, I would absolutely have those somewhere. Like, I would, that's something I wouldn't want to get rid of. There's no reason to.
Well, see, you say that, and I'm reading the IWA report, and it says that, now, contrast that statement with, you just said if you had something, you would keep them somewhere, correct? Which I agree with.
Right. Yeah.
However, they're talking about this guy who just won his 98th belt. And I'm just trying to think, does he keep them in the same room as the dead bodies, or does he display them somewhere else?
It's, well, what you don't know is that that's actually like the great-great-grandson of the guy who initially started doing it.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah. So, and when they die, like, they just rot in the basement. They just, you know, stay where they are. So, like, each generation is surrounded by the failures of the previous generation. It's a whole thing.
Okay, because, you know, I try not to judge, and obviously I did this for quite a while and spent a decent amount of money on it, but I think if you have 98 IWA belts, you probably need another hobby. Probably.
No, you're wrong, and I'll tell you why. You can't say that at 98. My man has to get at least 100 before he retires. He's almost there. He needs two more belts, and then he's done.
All right, that's fair. I'll grant you that.
So when he gets that 100, then you could be like, oh, you fucking creep. Get out of your basement, bro. Stop. You know, your fucking ball hairs are all matted and sticking against your legs and shit, bro. Like, you got a ball beard, bro. Like, go do something with your life. Right?
Oh, my God. Hold on. Hold on. I think I found the Holy Grail. Hold on.
What do you got?
Okay. This is not much better, but it just shows how much the IWA can actually improve their product. So, right under where it says that this guy won his 98th belt, there's a note that says, head over to, and it shows a different site. And it says head over to this site for more in-depth player rankings and stats on IWA achievements. That's a website that an IWA manager maintains independently. So this manager from the IWA created his own website where he has, like, rankings and shit.
Do they have those same rankings on the actual website?
No.
Okay, so how far back does his rankings go?
So this guy's rankings, so it has 2022 player rankings. And if I click the link, yeah, I don't know what his formula is, but this guy basically ranks all of the managers and the stables.
So this
for
is
2022.
When you say one of the managers from IWA, you're not saying somebody who's employed by IWA. You're saying
correct.
One of
this
the
is somebody
customers.
Who plays. Correct.
This is a customer of IWA
who made this website to basically
right.
rank.
And we have, you know, we spent so much time, and I just want to explain this fantasy wrestling thing top to bottom real quick. To summarize it up for posterity and for the negative one people that watch this show, that listen to this show, because I know that there's at any given time one or both of us are not paying attention to it.
Right.
I forgot what I was saying. See, it happens all the time. No, I'm just kidding. So what you do is you send them whatever you need to send them to start the process, right, which I guess in this case is $3 to start in the mail. That sounds right to me as well for what we did back then. I feel like that price has not changed either. I always thought it was like $2 or $3 to start. So you pay them the $2 or $3 through the mail, and then they send you this list of values and a newsletter for all of the wrestling stuff that happened from the last week, including feuds and tag team matches. And there's a place on the newsletter where people could write and draw things, right?
Yep.
Which was down towards the bottom of the page, I think, right?
Right.
Yeah. And so you could, like, draw your character, or you could call out somebody or
yeah,
whatever.
And yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The whole, you know, doing the, doing the cutting a promo or whatever, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was the closest thing you could get to doing something like that. And,
yep.
You know, I love that. And that was one of my favorite parts because, you know, I like to draw and I like to talk shit, and it was a great
yeah.
place to do both. And sometimes you could get somebody to challenge you that way. You could call somebody out and have somebody, you know, challenge you for what you're doing in the next cycle. And shit, right? And then, so then you send in the money that you want with the list of moves. And what we used to do is once you get like a good 5 or 6 weeks into it, you have a pretty good idea of where the values stay for each move.
Right.
You got to pick moves based on their history and effectiveness. And I mean, it's like the number value just basically assigned to say what it's going to, if somebody else's move goes up against it, I guess, right? That's
right.
How they parse it out.
Mm-hmm.
So you wanted your total for moves to be higher than anyone else's. So you're just predicting what's going to happen next week. And like, once
yeah.
you've got into it for a really, once you've been doing it for months, you've got a really good idea which moves you need to use to get ahead.
Yep.
And, you know, it is pay. I would say it's a bit of pay to win just based on the fact that if you put
yeah.
more money into it, you get more wins, you know?
Right. Yeah.
And it was fun because especially if you have like a group of people that you knew really well, in the same leagues, you start shit with everybody and you team up or you fight
right.
against each other and shit. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. It was a whole lot of fun.
I agree.
But for them to not have changed much about that business model in 30 years.
I know, it really is kind of crazy.
30 fucking years they've been doing
the same thing. I'm looking at this guy's website that he created.
Right.
He has stats on the three wrestlers that I have in the Hall of Fame.
So he's got your people on there.
Yes. But, like,
cool.
The website itself doesn't have the stats. Like, that's crazy to me. Is like, the website itself, like, lists me in the Hall of Fame. And then
so
this other website
get,
that this guy
he
created,
those stats from?
He must have some kind of access to archives.
I was about to say, they must feed him that shit, because if he's not employed by them, how can he have
right.
access to all of the especially the
right.
ancient shit like you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Does he have
some stuff.
Is it just Hall of Fame people, or does he have any of the records from when we were doing shit?
He has a Hall of Fame list, but then he also has like his rankings of – so he has historic manager rankings, historic stable rankings, and stuff like that. But again, I don't know how he comes up with these rankings.
Does he have EOD in the historic rankings?
So EOD pops up once. And
that's awesome, isn't it?
It is. It's in 2001. We were the 15th highest stable in 2001, according to this guy's thing.
Nice.
But what I'm trying to figure out is we won the stable. We won the stable of the year before you guys, any of you guys joined. We won the
right.
stable of the year in 1993. So I'm looking at his stable rankings, and he has like a pre 1994, like it literally starts pre 1994, and he doesn't have us in there, even though we won stable of the year in 1993. But again, his pre-1994 might start in 85. I don't know how he came up with these rankings.
Yeah.
So if the pre-1994 ranking is from 85 through 93, then we probably wouldn't be in there. But we did win Stable of the Year in 1993.
That's dope. EOD was one of the...
Now,
what did EOD stand for? 2001,
Eternal Order of Darkness.
Eternal Order of Darkness. So this, you guys have talked about it so much, you gassed it up, that that's all I wanted to do was be a part of that. I grew up loving The Undertaker. I haven't turned it into like a masturbatory obsession like you have, but I mean, I fucking loved The Undertaker. I mean, I loved all
right.
the dark dudes, you
yeah.
know, I loved like, you know, when you know, in the Attitude Era where Stone Cold was like telling off Vince McMahon, he was the man and shit like that. I loved all that shit, you know?
Yeah.
All the darkness, all the static.
Mm-hmm.
Except for DX. I hated DX. Oh my God, I hate that so much. And NWO, I hated too. I hated them.
Oh, see, I liked NWO.
No, I know you did. I mean, but that's the whole point. Like, you know, they were great personalities. It was a great bit, you know, great gimmick. But I used to be into The Undertaker a lot, and he was dope, bro. The guy was fucking amazing. Huge,
yeah.
huge, scary, big ass dude. Just like a huge dude. Apparently he's a real sweetheart in real life.
Well,
Mark
except
Calloway,
for the fact that he's a little bit of a right wingish.
No, he's not. Don't say that. No. No, really?
He might be.
I could never get behind the whole American Badass thing, though. That's like the worst iteration of The Undertaker.
Oh, yeah, I didn't like
me.
That. Yeah, I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, that was like the worst part of The Undertaker. But why are we talking about this hoe anyway? Why are we talking about your man's The Undertaker?
Because we're talking about the EOD.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, you know, I loved like, was it Hawk and Animal, the Legion of Doom? Fucking love
yep.
those guys, bro. Love
yep.
them. All that shit. I even loved Demolition, even though they were, like, corny as fuck. Remember those guys?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yep. They were corny, but I loved all the dark shit. And, like, EOD was some... I was down with that. Eternal Order of Darkness. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I had to earn my way into it because I don't think I started in EOD. I think I started with Armand doing, like,
yeah,
the,
I think you and Armand,
the belly
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
He's such a fucking goofball. Belly. And his names are like all musicians, right? He was like, he was always playing like musician
yep.
guys. Fred Abong was, I think the guy's a guitarist
yeah.
or drummer or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Yep.
Yeah. And I just went like the angsty teen route and I named my shit after like Dune and what. I had
yeah.
a couple of wrestlers. I had a couple. I can only really remember the one I had that was Paul Atreides.
Yeah.
That's the only one I remember.
Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah. I can't remember if that's the one that won the title or not, but...
I feel like it was.
Yeah.
I think it
probably
was.
Yeah, man, it was shit was fun, you know? It was fun to do with your friends and do it alone and then piss them off when you win because they're subpar. Even though they've been doing it so much longer.
I'm just upset because they have this other website has manager rankings and I'm not in here. I feel slighted.
Uh-oh. It's a different website?
No, it's the same. It's the one that got this other guy runs.
Oh, okay.
He has stable rankings.
Well,
and he has manager
what was your
rankings.
Manager's name?
No, just me. Like, it has, like, legit, like, real names.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
And
I thought I had a name for my manager because I used to draw this, like, hooded guy with horns as the manager for my stable.
But, like, Rob's in here.
Fucking Rob. How's that man doing? How is my boy Rob doing? He all right?
He's all right. You know, he's working and has kids and all that good shit, so.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
pretty good.
Got them responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I think we put a good time in today. I think we had a good show there. So we can go end it here.
All righty, sir.
Say our sweet goodbyes.
Yes. Parting is such sweet sorrow.
All right, Sugar Britches. We will do it next week. Friday, sound good? We all good?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. All right.
All right,
the end.
Peace out.